And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. President Joe Biden headed to Capitol Hill Friday as Democrats strained to rescue a scaled-back version of his $3.5 trillion government overhaul plan and to salvage a related public works bill after days of frantic negotiations resulted in no deal. Speaking to reporters, the president said he would take however long he needs to get a deal on his bills.
It doesn't matter when. It doesn't matter whether it's been 6 minutes, 6 days, or 6 weeks. We're going to get it done.
The House had hoped to vote Friday on the smaller public works bill, but that seems unlikely as the talks drag on. Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia wants to scale back the big bill to $1.5 trillion, but that's too meager for progressive lawmakers. California has announced the United States' first coronavirus vaccine mandate for school children. AP's Jennifer King has more.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is imposing the nation's first coronavirus vaccine mandate for school children. The governor held a news conference at a San Francisco middle school. Audio courtesy KGO.
Once the FDA approves the vaccination in different cohorts, starting with 12 and above, grades 7 to 12, we will begin to apply that requirement in the next term.
Students can seek religious and medical exemptions. Those whose parents refuse to have them vaccinated will have to take independent study courses at home. The California Medical Association supports the mandate, pointing out that vaccines against several deadly diseases are already required before students can enroll. I'm Jennifer King.
On Wall Street, stocks ended the week on an up note, with the Dow Jones Industrials gaining 1.43%, the S&P rose by 1.15%, and the NASDAQ added 0.82%. This is VOA News. Drug maker Merck said Friday that its experimental COVID-19 pill reduced hospitalizations and deaths by half. We get more from Reuters' Conway G. Gittins.
The global Merck trial involved 775 patients. Interim results showed 29 days after taking the pill every 12 hours for 5 days, patients given the pill were 50% less likely to die or be hospitalized compared to those given the placebo. In another piece of upbeat news, Merck says viral sequencing done so far showed the pill is effective against all variants of the coronavirus, including the highly transmissible Delta variant. Merck and partner Ridgeback Biotherapeutics plan to seek U.S. emergency use authorization for the pill as soon as possible and will submit applications to regulators worldwide. The drug maker said it doesn't know how long the FDA will take to review the drug.
That's Reuters' Conway G. Gittins. Former Georgian President Mikheil Saakashvili has been arrested less than 1 day after he announced he had returned to the country. Prime Minister Irakli Garibashvili said the former president had been taken to a penitentiary but did not say where. Saakashvili was president between 2004 and 2013. He was renowned for his energetic efforts against Georgia's endemic corruption, but Georgians became increasingly uneasy with what they saw as his authoritarian inclinations and his sometimes mercurial behavior. Saakashvili left the country soon after the 2013 election. In 2018, Georgian courts convicted and sentenced him to up to 6 years in prison. The former president's return came ahead of national municipal elections Saturday. His attempts to rally Georgians could upend the ruling party's plans to secure dominance in Saturday's balloting for mayors and local assemblies. Lieutenant Colonel Mamadi Doumbouya, who led last month's coup in Guinea, has been sworn in as transitional president at a ceremony in the capital on Friday. Raising his hand before the chief justices at the swearing-in ceremony, he promised to preserve with total loyalty the sovereignty of the nation. Doumbouya will serve as president of the transitional government that will remain in place until it determines an election date. A charter announced Monday outlined a government that would be headed by a civilian prime minister and a national transitional council that would serve as parliament. The military junta members say that they overthrew former President Alpha Conde because of corruption and mismanagement. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.